Radio Free Bongo is on the air. Spread out, you chuckleheads. Volume 25 of Radio Free Bongo is coming at you. Nice to be back with you guys, and as usual, we'll be playing some of the more obscure music that came out during the 60s and 70s, and we'll even sprinkle in a couple of songs here and there from later years. So, we're going to start you off tonight with a set for those of you who don't always see eye to eye on every issue. This one's for you.
Got domestic problems. Well, you should get a load of mine. You know it's almost finished between my baby and me, and I just can't keep from crying. Our love is on the rocks. Hey, our love is on the rocks. Yeah, like some leaky sinking boat. Our love ain't gonna float. Our love is on the road. I was riding home last night with my baby. She called me weak and that made me mad. So on Park Avenue South, I punched my baby in the mouth. In the back of a checkered yellow taxi cab. Our love is on the road. Our love is on the ground. Yeah, like some leaky singing boat. Our love ain't gonna flow. Our love. My baby hired a private detective. Yeah, to keep a private eye on me. I kissed a hat check, girl. It was the end of the world. My baby says she wants a D-I-V-O-R-C-E. You know what that spells. Our love is on the rise. Yeah, like Ulysses' boat. Our love ain't gonna flow. Our love is on rocks. Our love is on rocks, baby.
I'd like to have an argument, please.
Certainly, sir. Have you been here before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
I see. Well, do you want to have just one argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?
Well, what is the cost?
Well, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it would be best if I perhaps started off with just the one and then see how it goes.
Fine. Well, I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. Ah, yes. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside that...
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot droppings.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, toffee-nosed, malodorous pervert.
Look, I came here for an argument. I'm not going to just...
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is abuse.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains...
Ah, yes. You want room 12A, just along the corridor.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Stupid git.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Look, let's get this thing clear. I quite definitely told you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Did.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
Look, you just contradicted me.
I did not.
Oh, you did.
No, no, no.
You did just then.
Nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. No, you came here for an argument.
Well, an argument isn't just contradiction.
Can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
It isn't.
Yes, it is. It's not just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but that's not just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of any statement the other person makes.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
Now, look.
Good morning.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry, 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
It wasn't.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
Yes, but that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on. Look, this is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
That wasn't really 5 minutes just now.
I told you, I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Look, I don't want to argue about
that. You didn't pay.
Aha! If I didn't pay, why are you arguing? I got you.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up. You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go.
Oh, no. You say goodbye, I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello.
Girl, I don't wanna fight. I'm a little I said drunk girl, I apologize. Don't go, here's where you belong. So wipe the tears from your eyes. Girl, I don't want to find, I'm a little bit wrong. You're a little bit right. Let's say girl, you know that it's true. It's a little bit me, and it's a little bit you.
Started off tonight with the Rolling Stones, with their third U.S. single, It's All Over Now, from July of 1964, and that was a rare stereo mix for you. We then heard Loudon Wainwright III with On the Rocks, recorded live at the Bottom Line in 1974. That was followed by Monty Python with The Argument Clinic, from another Monty Python record of 1972. The Beatles gave us Hello, Goodbye, and Groucho Marx followed that with Hello, I Must Be Going, from the movie Animal Crackers of 1930. We ended up with the Monkees from 1966, doing A Little Bit Me and A Little Bit You. Well, we hope you enjoy what we do here, and if you do, you might also like to check out Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, which is located at radiocircus.net. On that page, you can also link another one of our good friends, the Randy Bowen Archives show from WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana. Some nice shows there. If you want to go check them out, you'll hear some very interesting things. Speaking of interesting things, we're going to continue on with our show tonight, and we're going to hear a little reggae from Mr. Jimmy Cliff.
Oh, I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now. What's mine? And then the harder they come, the harder they'll fall, one and all.
good thing to make a joyful noise. It's a good thing that beds don't talk, such a good thing that chairs can't walk. What a good thing that God made girls and boys. Let the rough side drag, let the smooth side show. While you pull that load everywhere you go,
thank you. God's got the gun. Now when they pull the trigger, well, let's all sit back and see. Is it true his time has come? Or is he only having fun? This time I'm leaving. I said I must be dreaming. Yeah, well, take it, Larry.
Don't you know, babe? I got home.
Okay, we're back. And we started off that last set with Jimmy Cliff, Harder They Fall. And we send that one out to Gene A. and his band, who always do a nice cover of that at their gigs in Brooklyn. We followed that with Donna the Buffalo doing Bob Dylan's Man of Constant Sorrow. And we thank Randy B. for dropping the name Donna the Buffalo in our ear. Very interesting band. Then we heard Jesse Winchester, Let the Rough Side Drag from 1976. After that, it was Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys doing I Must Be Dreamin' from the Albion Doo-Wah album, recorded in March of 1970. That was followed by J.J. Cale and Paul Pena doing the Allman Brothers tune, Call Me the Breeze. After that, we had 10 Years After with the great Alvin Lee doing Working the Road from the Cricklewood Green album of 1970. And we ended it up with the Beatles, Going Home on Two of Us, from the Let It Be Naked album without all the Phil Spector instrumental production on it. And speaking of going home, it's that time again. Time for us to go home. So we're going to leave you with a nice long one tonight. From the Aftermath album of 1966, this is the Rolling Stones, Going Home. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Spending too much time away, I can't stand another day. Maybe you think I've seen the world, but I'd rather see my girl. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home. Yes, I am. All those letters every day, I may be all right in their way, but I'd love to see your face when I get home in their place. I'm going home. If I pack my things right now, I could be home in 7 hours. I'm going home. 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 My baby, I wanna see my girl. I just can't wait. I just can't wait. I just can't wait. I just can't.
anyway.
Early in
feel so good inside.